All morning, we've been talking about acquisition, how to improve it, how to modernize it. Sometimes it's easy to forget that acquisitions aren't just for their own sake. They support programs. So good program management is part of the mix of success. Now we turn to Paul Gregory. He's Vice Chancellor of the Program Management School at the Veterans Affairs Acquisition Academy. And he's standing by with Tom at the ACT-IACT Acquisition Excellence Conference in Washington. Over to you, Tom.
Thank you, Emily. And Paul, it's great to have you on the show.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with the VA's Acquisition Academy. That's up north of Washington. Not as well known as some of the other places. Tell us about what goes on there, because I think it's a great story.
Well, the Acquisition Academy was formed in 2008 in Frederick, Maryland, which has pluses and minuses. The pluses are we're kind of away from the D.C. area. Minuses are we're away from the D.C. area, so it makes it harder for people to commute there. But we originally started with the Acquisition Internship School, which is a path for people to become contracting specialists and eventually become contracting officers in the acquisition field. And then we added two schools after that in 2009, the Program Management School, which I'm currently the Vice Chancellor of, and the Contracting Professional School. Since then, we've added two more schools, so we've got five schools total in Supply Chain Management and Facilities Management. So we do experiential competency-based learning. So we do a lot of action learning in the classrooms. We've gotten some pretty good results out of it.
And it's not just for VA people, right? It's open to across government?
Yes, we've worked with 17 other government agencies. And in fact, one of our big success stories is our Warriors to Workforce program, which was taking some wounded veterans back in and bringing them into the contracting field. They spend a year prior to the regular acquisition internship school getting their 24 business credits and getting some advanced biofeedback right there in the school. So we've taken one cohort. It's a cohort-based model so that they stay in the program throughout the whole training. And we've taken one into the program management school. So it's been a real exciting group. It's working really well.
All right. So now today our topic is project management, something you're an expert on, among the other things you've done in government, they go back a ways.
They do.
So what is the relationship between acquisition and project management?
Well, they're really intertwined. If you would look at the Office of Management budget memo that established the certification criteria for program and project managers, it specifically says well-trained and experienced project and program managers are critical to the acquisition success.
All right. So I guess you, in some cases, could treat the acquisition as a project.
Absolutely. The acquisition is a phase of a project, usually for an end result. And a project, just so that we are speaking the same terms, is just a temporary endeavor to try to obtain something, whether it's a product, a service, or some other type of result. So it's just temporary is what a project is.
So all of your projects then add up to your program or feed your program?
Yeah, a program is a collection of similar projects so that you get the synergy from using the same types of projects. So they're related projects usually in a program office.
All right, so what are some of the, getting away from the definitions, what are some of the leading best practices right now in project management? How should government practitioners think about it, say, differently than maybe 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, the tools have matured. We've gotten, obviously, with the advances in information technology, we're becoming more real-time oriented so that we're able to identify problems, especially if you look at things like earned value management and schedules, where you could tell if you're getting off track really quickly based on some leading indicators.
I guess there's maybe at one time you had charts and diagrams that you would fill in manually.
Yes.
And it almost seems as if the management of the project management was the tail wagging the dog. Sounds like a lot of that can be automated now so that you can really concentrate on the content of what you're doing.
Absolutely. And we're looking, as I mentioned, leading indicators are much more important so we can tell when something is about to go wrong in an acquisition, whether it's schedule-wise or cost-wise if we're looking at cost overruns.
And there's also been a big emphasis on data and use of dashboards and about different projects and so on. OMB has been pushing this pretty hard. The administration has been pushing it pretty hard. How does all that feed into project management? And can you get overwhelmed with too much data?
You can. That's critical to a project manager is to being able to understand what he needs to see versus all the extraneous data. And some of the case studies that we do at the Academy teaches people to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak.
I guess VA is a good place where you have an intersection of military practice and civilian practice. And you, in your own background, have military background and civilian agency background. And so what do the two sides, what can they learn from one another in terms of project management, military and civilian?
That's a great question, because the military background gives you the discipline. You know, most of the what a good project manager is they have to be enthusiastic. They really have to understand their program. They have to be able to communicate well. A lot of those skills are taught in the military. The discipline obviously comes out of the military. So that those types of things are very critical to good project management.
We're speaking with Paul Gregory, the Vice Chancellor of the Program Management School at the Veterans Affairs Acquisition Academy. And so do you find that the veterans that are coming in to VA, to this academy, and going wherever they go in government, do they bring skills that maybe are needed in more quantity than people that are coming up from other avenues?
Yes, absolutely. And one of our core missions is the VA is to help veterans. So it helps them with not only their employment, but their future career.
All right, if someone has seen the excitement of military service, or they're just coming in from, again, whatever avenue they might be coming toward government, how do you convince people that the word federal project management, federal acquisition management, is actually intellectually stimulating and exciting and can be quite a challenge?
Well,
we know it, but how do you tell those outside that it is?
We haven't really had to sell it. We get a lot of applications, especially into our Program Management Fellows Program, which is another cohort-based program that was similar to the Acquisition Internship School. So that will actually get them up through the mid-level of the project management. And as I mentioned, we have a cohort group right now from the Office of Information Technology that's in the process of getting qualified. So it's really going well, and we haven't really had to sell it. We get a lot of applications.
All right, so now there's the National Defense University has its iCollege, which teaches a lot of the things that you're teaching, and there's several other federal-based academies. Do you work together? Do you exchange faculty? Do you exchange, try to mesh together in some way?
We don't exchange faculty, but we have a close relationship with the Defense Acquisition University. They're obviously much, much bigger than we are. But we work with them. We work closely with the Federal Acquisition Institute. We haven't really worked with the National Defense University at this point.
But you're aware of one another, all these different...
Yes, absolutely. You know, okay. We're working with many agents. The Department of Homeland Security is coming up. They were supposed to come up this week, but that got canceled because of the snow. And Homeland...
If it's not the funding, it's the snow,
that's
right?
That's right.
It's one or the other. All right, and so I guess implicit in this and is that maybe the local universities and colleges aren't really taking this up as something that could get a lot of their people, the graduates employed with the federal government, I guess, or in the private sector for that matter.
Well, and some do. Some teach the program and project management courses, and we're actually pursuing public-private partnerships with those universities in order that we may be able to let the funding be invested before they get into the VA, and it's not an expense that the VA is going to incur.
And getting back, do you call it VAAA or VA cubed?
We used to call it VAAA, but now it's the VA Acquisition Academy.
We're trying to brand it
so it's not VAAA.
Now, is this a residency type of thing, or is it day by day? I mean, suppose someone's in Charlotte or in a Phoenix facility and they want to get trained here. Can they live there?
Well, we do a lot of blended learning. Now, our acquisition interns, and they actually move into the area, but that's throughout their internship program. Their home base is Frederick, so they actually physically move. In the program management school, like the PM Fellows that we hired, the Warriors to Workforce group, they do live there now after they got hired into the program. Most of the time, we do a lot of blended learning, so we teach virtually and resident courses. But we don't have a lot of long courses where people actually have to move up here. It's usually just temporary duty.
All right, so tell us about your panel later on today, what you hope to accomplish there.
Well, we're actually going to talk about market intelligence, which is something that we've been kicking around for a little while. Market intelligence goes beyond the standard market research that's required by the Federal Acquisition Regulation. so that we're going to understand what the marketplace can do. And I'm here for the challenge zone because we want to get other people's ideas from the bright people that are attending this, because we're in the process right now of doing the analysis and design of that course. But we're looking to help improve the acquisition process to help industry understand our requirements and help us understand what the industry can do. So it's kind of, what's a science project and what's really technology that we can leverage?
So market intelligence is a little bit different from market research, which is a formal part of acquisition.
Yes. We're defining it as market intelligence as kind of the broad aspect of engagement with industry throughout the acquisition lifecycle, whereas market research is for a specific acquisition. If you wanted to buy a computer, you would have to research who can do those, who can produce computers, whereas the overall computer and information technology industry is kind of the market intelligence.
So reading between the lines, it sounds like it's a good idea for acquisition people and project managers to want to get to some of the big trade shows, for example, that might be in the commercial sector of whatever line of business they're looking at, information technology or aviation,
yes,
whatever it might be.
That could be a piece.
And really immerse themselves.
Yes, that could be a piece of the overall engagement strategy.
All right, Paul Gregory is Vice Chancellor of the Program Management School at the Veterans Affairs Acquisition Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And reporting live from the ACT-IAC Acquisition Excellence Conference, Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.